In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's a tough business, delivering the word of the Lord. Especially in a society where truth is treated like choosing a tie. Whatever I say is truth, is truth. Whatever I say is a good tie, is a good tie. Because no outside word of the Lord is permitted, except the words that I like. It's tough to deliver the word when it's like that. Yet, it's false prophets versus faithful prophets. And verse 16, do not listen to prophets who fill you with vain hope. Verse 26, let the prophets who have my word speak my word faithfully. There's a real tension here, and it's clear. False prophets deliver vain hope, that is, empty hope. Comes out of the visions of their own minds. I have dreamed. Not from the mouth of the Lord. They speak to those who despise the Lord's words. They say, it's going to be fine. The ones who follow their own hearts in a stubborn way, they say, no bad things are going to happen to you because of that. And they claim that they're speaking the Lord's word. Empty. Faithful prophets, on the other hand, deliver what they've received from the Lord. They actually carry the Lord's dream. They speak to those who can remember the Lord's name. And where his name is, his power is. They have God's word. It's wheat. It can nourish. It's not straw. It has the power of fire. It can destroy. Think of California and the fires they encountered. It's like a hammer. Hammer meets rock. Rock loses. So it looks pretty strong until it meets the hammer. The Lord's word turns people from evil ways. Emptiness will not make that happen. So the faithful word comes from the counsel of God. And you're here to know what that word is, to study it, to actually know the vocables in which it was revealed, Hebrew and Greek. And God will bless your insights for this, to understand the grammar of it so you can unlock the meanings and work at the art of repeating it faithfully. You have a whole department that wants to help you understand where the truth of the word is and where untruth is. It's a system. Systematics. We have another department that will tell you the stories of how the church encountered heresies and had to beat them back with the word of God. So you don't have to repeat all the mistakes of the church in the past. But most of all, in revealing the counsel of God, we will get to the point where we will do what Jesus did when he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For he revealed the Father in a way that was amazing. The Lord demands obedience. The Lord wants perfect trust. We sinners stand before God crushed like a rock that meets a hammer and destroyed by a fire of anger. Except that Jesus took our place, got the hammer blow, got burned, so we don't have to. And by Jesus, we have salvation. We trust the mercy of God in Christ, and it is ours. Even as I say this to you now, it is yours. Come in a moment and receive the very body and blood given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And know peace with God. That is the message that is the faithful word. For the vain word is eager to say something the Lord never said. All paths lead to God. Empty. Life is for happiness. Get as much as you can. Empty. You're a consumer, you're king. Whatever you want, take it. It's your body, do with it what you want. Emptiness. This does not turn people away from rebellion. It's just hot air, a charlatan move, and this is all the target of God's anger. So we study, we listen, we come and hear the word, we receive the sacrament so we can have it, believe it, and trust it in every circumstance and repeat it to others. Come to God, live in his mercy. Get rid of listening to those empty-headed visions of false prophets and be faithful bearers of the true, righteous, and merciful Lord's word, even the word you hear today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.